here's a story from The World.
Many Eastern European countries that were once aligned with the Soviet Union have been faced with a tough question. What to do with the monuments put up during that era? Russia's invasion of Ukraine has helped speed up decisions to destroy many of those relics. But as Rebecca Rossman reports from Poland, some say these decisions are complicated.
The last Russian troops pulled out of Poland in 1993. But they left behind hundreds of Soviet monuments and memorials across the country. Most of these statues, including busts of Lenin and Stalin, were quickly removed.
But still, February this year, we had more than 60 monuments dedicated to Soviet army in Poland.
Rafał Leszkiewicz works with the Institute for National Remembrance, a historical organization run by the Polish government. He says it's taken a lot longer to get rid of memorials dedicated to the Soviet Red Army. On the one hand, Russian fighters helped defeat Poland's German occupier in World War II.
Official history, official narration was that they helped us to take, freedom. But it wasn't freedom. It was we were under surveillance and under totalitarian regime control.
In 2016, Poland's far-right government passed a law ordering the demolition of any remaining Soviet-era monuments as part of an effort to, quote, decommunize Poland. But a lot of towns didn't have enough money to fund the demolitions. That is until this past March, when the Institute started providing financial aid, thanks to a renewed push to speed things up because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This demolition of a giant concrete Red Army memorial in the southwest town of Zeg in August was the 24th destruction of this year. But some people still have mixed feelings, like here at the Soviet Military Cemetery in central Warsaw.
It's a very powerful memorial here with, you see two statues side by side of Soviet soldiers. And then in the middle, there's an obelisk here. And at the top, you see the star, which is the symbol of the Red Army.
Martin Zhenyak comes here every day to walk his dog. I ask what he thinks about the memorial.
It's a part of the history, so, you know, let them stay as it is.
This turns out to be more or less the sentiment of everyone I speak with. Pavel Leshnikowski is a 41-year-old software developer who is walking with his wife and kid.
I kind of don't like it that it's here, but then again, those people died, right? So we should kind of Leave it alone, leave it be. Don't do anything about it, I think.
Then there's the largest Soviet-era monument in all of Poland, the 650-foot-tall Palace of Culture and Science. Gifted by Joseph Stalin in 1955, this notable high-rise in central Warsaw sticks out like a Soviet sore thumb. Today, the building is used as an exhibition center and art space. It includes a cinema, two museums, and an auditorium that can seat 3,000 people. Still, Rafał Leszkiewicz with the Institute for National Remembrance says it's on his list of buildings that must go.
This is the symbol of Warsaw, but generally this is also a symbol of perpetrators and the symbol of victims of the communist system and symbol of the totalitarian regime, which was in Poland for 45 years.
While there's no official plans to destroy the palace, it's been a topic of debate for a long time. I meet Luigi Erbacci, an Italian architect living in Warsaw, admiring the palace's facade from the outside steps.
I think that historical heritage is something usually to be preserved, no matter what it means, because I think that we can always learn something from history.
Erbacci says when it comes to these demolitions, the Polish government is thinking with its heart instead of its mind.
But if you think with your mind, it's rather let's preserve what it was done before rather than just destroy, because destroy is very easy.
Keeping reminders of the darker side of history, that isn't easy. But a bulldozer can't erase the past, Erbacci says, so why not confront it? For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman, Warsaw.